بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب وجوب صوم رمضان وبيان فضل الصيام ما يتعلق به. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi now brings the chapter on the obligation of fasting in the month of Ramadan, and also explaining the virtues of fasting and other things that are related to fasting. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم إلى قوله تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, O believers, fasting has been ordained for you as it was ordained for those before you, so that you may become muttaqeen, you may become pious. These are a few days that are numbered, but whoever amongst you is ill or traveling upon him is like the number of other days. In other words, he will then keep roza. If he is unable to keep in the month of Ramadan due to illness or because of traveling, then he will make up for the fasting after the month of Ramadan. Those who have the strength to fast, upon them the compensation is the food of one poor person. And those who have the strength to fast, upon them the compensation is the food of one poor person. Whoever does good of his own free will, it is good for him. And if you fast, it is better for you. So a person has the ability, it is better that he fast, and instead of just making qaza after the month of Ramadan, even though if he is traveling, he has the strength, then he should keep the fast. If it is fast, it is better for you. If you have understanding, that is, Allah Ta'ala says, if you have, أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. It is the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. It is هدى للناس. It is the guidance for the people and clear proofs to find the way to differentiate between truth and falsehood. So whoever of you finds this month of Ramadan, then he should certainly keep his fast. Whoever is ill or traveling, he has to complete the number in other days. So these are the verses of Quran which we hear the month of Ramadan. Somebody might feel Ramadan is still a long way, but the ulama of the past, the Salafi Salihin, the pious predecessors, 6 months prior to Ramadan, they will already start preparing for Ramadan. So even though we know these verses, we know these ahadith, we should contemplate, reflect, so that Ramadan comes, we are ready to keep the month of Ramadan in the best of ways. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah mentioned that every action of man is for himself except fasting. It is for me and I will give the reward for it. Ulama have explained this, that fasting is such an action, such a deed, that people do not know you are fasting, unless obviously you tell them I'm fasting. They only come to know at the time of iftar, when you open your fast, that this person was fasting. So there is more sincerity in fasting than the other actions. Person reading salat, everybody can see him performing salat. He's going for hajj, people know he's going for hajj. He's giving sadaqah, people can see him giving sadaqah. But fasting is within, it's inside the person. Now therefore, Rasulullah said, every action of man is for himself except fasting. Allah Ta'ala says, it is for me and I will give the reward. So Allah Ta'ala himself will give the reward for fasting. All other deeds, other actions, the angels have been told what sawab to write. But here Allah Ta'ala himself gives the reward for fasting because it is done with such sincerity. وَالصِّيَامُ جُنَّةٌ. And fasting is a shield. It protects the person from sins. Person is fasting, he feels naturally pious. He is refraining from all type of guna. So Siyam, fasting, is a means of a protection of the person from sins, and also it will protect him from the fire of Jahannam. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صُومِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ فَإِنْ سَابَهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. And then when any of you is fasting, he should not be obscene, he should not be lewd, he should not raise his voice. If anyone is abusive with him, fighting with him, he should just tell him nicely, I am fasting. So it's a reminder to that person, if it's the month of Ramadan especially, that you're also fasting. And when we are fasting, we should not be indulging in these type of actions. Or very politely tell him, I do not want to engage in any argument, I am fasting. والذي نفس محمد بيده لخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. And then Rasulullah says that in Allah's qasam, in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the smell that emanates from the mouth of a fasting person is more fragrant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the fragrance of musk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes the smell of the fasting person because the fast is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ يَفْرَحُهُمَا إِذَا أَفْطَرَ فَرِحَ بِفِطْرِهِ وَإِذَا لَقِيَ رَبَّهُ فَرِحَ بِصَوْمِهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ وَهَذَا لَفْظُ رِوَايَةِ الْبُخَارِي. And then it is mentioned that there are two occasions of joy for the fasting person. One is the time of iftar. Every person naturally feels happy because now he's going to open his fast. He's going to have something to eat, to drink. And the other occasion when he meets his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he will see his reward, he will rejoice on account of his fast. In one narration is mentioned, وَفِي رِوَايَةِ إِنَّهُ يَتْرُكُ تَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي الصِّيَامُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْلِي بِهِ وَالْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا. And the narration says that Allah Ta'ala says that this man has left his food, he's left his drink, he's left his desire for my sake. Fasting is for me and I will give the reward for it. One good deed a person does is rewarded tenfold. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ لِمُسْلِمٍ كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمْ يُضَاعَفْ. In the narration of Muslim Sharif, it is mentioned every action is multiplied. Al-hasanatu bi'ashri amthariha ila sab'i mi'ati di'afin. One good deed a person does is multiplied 10 times to 700 times. Illa sawm, except fasting, fa'innahu li wa ana ajzi bihi. Besides fasting, because that is specifically for me, and I will do it, I will give the reward myself. In other words, the reward of fasting is much more than that has been mentioned here. يَدَعُ شَهْوَتَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي. The man is actually living out his desires, his food for my sake. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانْ فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خُلُوفُ فِيهِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. And the narration, what is already mentioned previously, that there is two joys for the fasting person. One is when he is eating his iftar, and the other time when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The smell that emanates from the mouth of the fasting person, and this is more fragrant in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the fragrance of musk. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand, make amal. Wa afiru da'wah, alhamdulillah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.